Hello and welcome to the third episode of the Bradley Sutton Show. Today on the show we have Reese Sutphin, and we talk about his upcoming season with the Hurricane basketball team and also the conference championship, the stuff that went on. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and here we go. Hey Reese, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Let's get right into it. So how's this basketball season going for you at HMS? Is it going well?
Oh yeah, going good. First game got canceled on Friday, but we had a scrimmage Wednesday. I played pretty good, and got a team dub.
Yeah. So do you think the team's gonna do well this year, or is it gonna be? Are they gonna repeat last year?
It'll be interesting because Logan is pretty good. Yeah. They're pretty big. We're not really that big. So, like, and then we play – our schedule is kind of hard at Huntington, at Logan, at Winfield, all in 1 week.
Oh, yeah, so, that's tough.
I know, it'll be hard.
I feel like you can pull out a couple of those games, like Winfield and maybe Huntington. But Logan's just – they're tough.
It's going to be hard to beat.
Slag is just too big. He's just so crazy. Like, they had trouble last year, and they had a lot of very athletic kids.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We have Lucas and Nicholas. I can guard him, but Nicholas is a little too small.
Yeah, but he can run with him too. He's pretty fast as well.
Yeah,
for
definitely
a big guy. So it should be interesting to see. Too bad you won't have your leading fan Bradley Sutton in the crowd. You know.
Yeah, I missed that. And we're also going to get Tanner Sutphin to replace you.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait. So, you guys are – how do you think that you guys are going to play against Logan? Do you think you're just going to have to try to score as much points as you can, or are you going to, you know?
Well, definitely we're going to go back – same thing. I think we're going to put a lot of pressure. Definitely a lot of press.
Yeah.
Definitely try to put as much points as them. Defense is going to be hard to play defense on them.
Yeah. Did they lose any good 8th graders, or are they pretty much solely 8th graders now?
They're just solidly 8th graders. I mean, their 8th grade group's not bad.
Yeah.
In any sport.
I'm excited to see. Football will be good. Did they win in football too?
Yeah, Logan won in football.
So, they're really good over there, and I think that they might struggle next year because they're losing probably their best player in Slack. But you never know. They're always producing good athletes over there, big ones.
Yeah, I think baseball's gonna be hard for us too to beat them in. I mean, it was just 8th grade last year, and they still struggled versus our 8th grade last year. With our 8th grade last year was really good.
Yeah, I know, like, this 8th grade team has a chance to get some starters or get some players on the varsity high school team. So it'll be interesting to see how you guys seem to pull that off.
Yeah, most definitely.
Now, have you heard about this Baker Mayfield, like, basically ripping Hugh Jackson?
Yeah, I have. I think he should have done that, but I think it's kind of right. I mean, it's kind of the truth. I mean, for crying out loud, that was bad.
Yeah, I mean, they gave him a bunch of chances. You know, he said this year was going to be the year. I would say if they didn't have a winning record this year, they probably were going to get rid of him. But I just don't think that he really motivated the guys enough. Like, you got a man that's over there going 3-36, and with the Browns, and they're not going to miss him. The level of disrespect that they gave him, I can see it, but I don't know if he really deserved it, but I can see where it comes from.
Yeah, it's definitely. I think, honestly, I don't know if Baker Mayfield should take it that harsh. I mean, doesn't he know him that well? But, yeah, second of all, I mean, he didn't do anything. Like, at the Browns, he didn't do anything. Start up the season, they said it's going to be a really good year. Start the season, they tied, got their first win. I mean, they still lost, but I mean, still, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
not as good as they thought they would.
If with the talent they had such a defensive. They were so good on defense. I think this new offensive coordinator knows what he's doing, and I think they might get a win today.
Yeah.
They are playing the Texans, but I don't know. Texans are 4.5-point favorites, so but it's going to be an interesting game. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'd be questionable what the defense handles with DeAndre Hopkins and Deshaun Watson. I want to see what the defense does.
I think they'll play well, but I just don't know if Baker's really. He's hyped up, but is he got his mind on football right now? Is he really? Is he going to play to his full potential today? That's my question.
I don't know. I mean, the Texans is a good defensive team. I think they'll be all right. I mean, Baker Mayfield's honestly, he's going to end up being a really good quarterback as the years go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it all depends on the wide receivers, honestly, getting open.
I think they got what they needed. And I would like to see Tyrod Taylor play a little bit more.
And definitely it depends on the line a little bit, the offensive line.
Yeah. But defensively, I think that they can get to Deshaun Watson, and maybe he's a little bit – unsteady because of that torn ACL, but I think he'll be able to pull out.
Yeah.
They have 8 consecutive wins, and they lost the first 3 games, so I think this is really interesting.
Yeah, I think this will be I think Texans are probably going to pull it out, though, in my opinion. I'm going to say this. I think Texans will pull it out, but it'll be a close one.
Yeah. So, also, staying with the NFL, the Chargers are figuring things out a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, most definitely. My dad is going up to the game today, so it'll be really interesting.
And then, maybe we can see old Brian Suffin in the stands, you know?
Oh, yeah.
On TV? Now,
I think the Chargers – I live around Chargers fans. Don't really like them. I'm a Rams fan myself.
Yeah.
But I think the Chargers will be – I think they're going to get down to Pittsburgh, honestly. I don't think Pittsburgh defense can put up with Phillip Rivers, and he's been on a roll.
Yeah, I know. He went 25 straight catches last week.
I mean, they got a lot of offensive weapons. They got Keenan Allen, Antonio Gates, Melvin Gordon, but Melvin Gordon's hurt at the moment. I think that's the only reason that's going to put this game in a competition.
Yeah. We'll see what. I really hope they go to the playoffs this year. I think that they have a shot. Their schedule's not the toughest this strand, but they are playing the Rams, I'm pretty sure, coming up.
Yeah. I think Chargers-Rams would be a good matchup. The first matchup wasn't that good. Rams kind of took care of them. The Chargers weren't on a roll. And it was the start of the season, like week 3.
Yeah, I understand. I think that the Rams will – pull that game out, but you never know. These Chargers are playing well lately, so I want to see it. Wait, do they play the Rams? I don't think they play the Rams.
I don't think is it the Chargers?
Yeah, the Chargers.
They play the Steelers.
They play the Chiefs. I know they play the Steelers this week, but they play the Chiefs coming up. So maybe that's gonna be tough.
Well, I know they play the Rams again, so.
They're looking pretty good defensively, though. So, I would just like to see them sort of get some new players get some newer skill position players. And then I think that in these upcoming years, I don't know how much cap space they have. But
yeah, speaking of the NFL, we got fantasy this week for our league, me and you. Yeah. Looks like we're going to play each other in the semifinal round.
Ooh. Well, good luck.
Yeah. I think
I'm playing. My teams have been playing well lately, in my other leagues as well. So I think that I don't know, man. I might get the dub.
Yeah. Sorry to say. I know. I honestly thought one team in the NFL that's really underrated, but I thought they were better than they were, is the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, they're really in a rebuilding kind of stage with Matt Patricia.
Yeah.
He's really getting, he's getting them motivated, but we just don't have the talent yet. And a lot of people, a lot of our defensive players are injured right now, so I think it'll be cool to see when they, when we see him again. And Matt Patricia, I think he'll go for some more offensive weapons. He did trade Golden Tate, but I think he was getting old, so.
I think that was a solid move, honestly.
Yeah.
No, but
I don't think we got too much for him. I think we maybe got a second round pick or a later round pick, but I feel like that we can get some low key good player at that stage of the draft.
Oh yeah, I think the Lions, they can rebuild to be a really good team in the future, so watch out for them in the future.
Yeah. The Colts are also playing really good football right now.
I mean, that's what happens when Andrew Luck can get back to healthy and back to where he was going when his rookie year of college. I mean, he's back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when they let him not get sacked or anything like that, I think that he's – when he's sitting pretty in the pocket, I think that he's gung-ho. He's really good. He's maybe one of the better quarterbacks in this league when it comes to that point, as long as he's not injured.
Yeah, most definitely. I just think if the Colts line, offensive line, can keep him protected this year, I think he's going to be really good for the Colts right here. I think that. Do you think they'll make the playoffs?
I want to see them maybe play the Chargers.
I want to see them at the playoffs after all they've been through. I think they can actually put up. I think if they do play the Chargers, they play like that. I think the Chargers will pull that game out. I think they're the better team there, but I don't. It depends.
Yeah, that'll be a good scrappy game. I feel like it'll be a high scoring game, but it'll also be like it'll be tough for each team to score. Like I think they'll looking like a 35-28 game or something like that.
Yeah.
But Andrew Luck getting sacked so little is really helping him recover from those injuries that he's had in the past. And I think by the draft, they have a lot of cap space. I think by the draft, they'll probably go for some more weapons. Maybe a Le'Veon Bell. They need a running back, but they're throwing the ball so well that they don't really need the running game.
Yeah, I think they just need to stick, maybe get one more wide receiver or something. But I think the Le'Veon Bell would be interesting for them, but their play style is not really running the ball.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, if you have Le'Veon Bell, you have to run the ball enough to get your money's worth. But they have a lot of money right now. And I think I heard where their CEO, or not their CEO, but their owner is really trying to push the younger guys, knowing what playing for the Colts is all about. And then they'll bring in new, better players as they move on. But I think they'll probably use the draft to go get some O-line, more like depth in the O-line, because they saw how good it was, saw how like much it helped this year.
Yeah, I think they'll be all right. I think they'll definitely rebuild to be a good team, though.
Yeah, I think that they'll probably have some drawbacks coming late in the season when they play some good teams. But if they make the playoffs, I think that they can make a run.
Yeah.
Also, moving on to baseball, Cano to the Mets for – that's your team, right?
That's my favorite team. I'm for it. I mean, our infield's not very good. Our outfield's solid. I mean, yeah. I think Jay Bruce, not a good season. I think it's a good trade. I think the Mariners lost that trade, honestly.
Yeah, they cleaned house, but they got Jay Bruce, the 3-4 prospect. So I think they're in more of a rebuilding year. And then
yeah,
they also gave up a reliever, but the Mets got a reliever from the Mariners too. I don't remember who that was, but
I know I forgot.
But he's a bit. Cano's a bit old. That's what. So is Jay Bruce, but they're giving up two very good young guys, the 3-4 prospects. So I don't. I like to see how that works. I mean, Cano's obviously a very good player, but.
Yeah, I think that definitely benefited both team needs. I mean, we need infield, and they need outfield, honestly. Definitely. I mean, the Mets are, if you look at their roster, they're not a bad team. They're not bad. The problem is, I mean, we can't, they're all injured. Our pitching rotation's injured. Yeah. We can't keep them all healthy. And then we go into, like, July, and we have a winning record. We're all doing good, and it's all falls.
Yeah, and, I mean, you do have some, you guys have Ahmed Rosario, correct?
Yeah.
And two very good pitchers, but they're also kind of looking for Noah Syndergaard to get a trade for maybe a more healthy pitcher, but he's just heating it. DeGrom and him are just too good.
Oh, DeGrom, I mean, Cy Young of the Year award. I think Syndergaard, I think we're going to look into trading Syndergaard. There's no point. I mean, he's not benefited us that well in the past couple of years or so.
He's injured as well. I need to look for a trade. Lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I think that they might have a shot that they're going to have to expand just a bit more, maybe in the pitching rotation or infield. But I think Cano can generate some bats for the Mets. I think that it'll be interesting.
Yeah. Sure. I think it'll be interesting. My favorite player is Jose Reyes. I hope he gets some more time. But I think his time's going to come up. His time's coming.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
he's close to retiring. So
my second favorite player he gets right now is – I like a lot is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I think he's going to be a stud.
I want to see him play a lot. I don't know why he hasn't got called up yet. I guess he's having up and down numbers in the minor leagues.
Actually, his numbers are really good. I think it's because of the fielding.
Yeah, but he can play DH, correct?
Yeah, I think he's going to get called up this season really quick. I mean, he's still so young. He's like 19 or 20, maybe 19. I think he's 19.
Yeah. I think that he'll probably get some playing time this year. I think that, but his next year is coming up. Like, his third and fourth season will be like MVP type numbers.
Yeah, I think he can help the Blue Jays. I mean, organization a lot.
Yeah, they've had a tough time with they traded Donaldson, and then Donaldson's to the Braves now. So
yeah, the Braves are loaded. I mean, they got a bunch of really good prospects.
Yeah, and also they're really young and they're good. So that's scary. If you're young and good, that's scary. That's just outstanding. You shouldn't be in trouble when that happens.
They have the rookie of the year. They're really young. They're super good. I think they're going to be winning a World Series coming up. Maybe not next year, the year after that.
Yeah, I like that. Dansby Swanson, Ronald Acuna Jr., now Josh Donaldson, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Also, another thing, Babbittal has taken the Texas State job, but I didn't really think that he was that great of an offensive coordinator, to be honest.
No, I think after that Oklahoma State game, when Holgorsen was kind of talking about him, I mean, he didn't like the play call. I mean, he knew he has to get out of here. He knew it. I mean, I think he needs to leave. I think what he did a good job of, I think he was aggressive with the big plays, which you have to be kind of aggressive with the big plays in this kind of play type team. I mean, you got the deep balls always well for West Virginia. The run, he always put pressure on the run. Our running depth was there.
Yeah, but the one thing that I didn't quite understand was when we had third and longs or whatever, and we're running delays. I mean, they worked out most of the time, but you almost suspected it. It was pretty much.
Oh yeah, they liked the delay a lot. I don't even know why they liked it so much. I mean, it worked sometimes, but like most of the time, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a questionable call. Especially when a wide receiver is in quarterback. I mean, we have a Heisman quarterback, and our wide receivers are, like, I mean, top of the Big 12. I don't understand why don't you throw it.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have trust in your receivers and quarterback. And I just saw when Will Greer changed the play at the line, the play almost worked better than what I would, what I expected, you know, like.
Yeah, that
would,
kid.
He would call a play at the line, and then he would check it and all this stuff, and it worked out almost better than what the original play call would have been. So, I like. Yeah,
Will Greer's a high football IQ, definitely.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna grow up either after the NFL if he doesn't do well there. I think he can definitely be like a college coach or something.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, offense coordinator. He would be a great one, just like his dad. I mean, he's got the money. It's not like he's doing it for the money. He's doing it because he loves the game.
Yeah, I think Will Greer is going to do well in the NFL. I saw the prediction. I think he's going to be the Buccaneers, but I don't know. I don't like it because he's going to be competing against Jameis Winston, Ryan Fitzpatrick, all three of them. I don't know. I don't know.
They're having up and down seasons right now, so they do need a quarterback. But I don't know. I like it.
I know.
He won't get. I don't think he'll get playing time in his first year. But when Fitzpatrick and Winston are both like sort of on a slump right now, I think that he might get some snaps.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say this. I think they need to trade Winston. Seriously, I think they need to keep Fitzpatrick. And then they trade Winston while he's young. He's still not a bad quarterback. The only problem was this year he couldn't take care of the ball.
Mm-mm. Too many turnovers, and that's what hurt him. I think that they could probably get some maybe a decent running back, like a Carlos Hyde almost.
Yeah. I think they got their receivers. You got Mike Evans. You got DeSean Jackson. I think they can – the defense is okay, or not, I mean, anything.
Yeah, like, I mean, look at a defensive player, maybe, or I don't know. It's just, the Buccaneers, good seasons in the past and bad seasons. It's just
not consistent.
It just comes with, yeah, they're not consistent. And that's just tough to be in the NFL when you have the same roster every year, but you're dealing with quarterback issues, so I don't know. Jameis Winston, he was a risky pick to be honest at that one spot. But
I mean, you just can't turn the Browns like that. That's how you turn into the Browns. I mean, that's literally all the situations are turning into.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm excited to see where Will Greer goes. But whatever happens, I'll be happy. I'll probably get a jersey, honestly.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, so here's the leaders for the offensive coordinator job. Lonnie Galloway, the co-offensive coordinator for Louisville. I don't really like it because he's kind of a – they didn't generate much offense this year. And they didn't have – I mean, they didn't have the greatest talent, but they also just – They set the bar high and they didn't have much of a.
No, I think we should not take in at all. I think the recruiting definitely was a downpour this year in Louisville. Not good at all. Not as good as they usually are. And that was embarrassing.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, you go into these first games of the season expecting really high. Maybe. Were they ranked at the beginning of the season?
I don't think so. I don't know. But I don't.
They were definitely close to being ranked, and they lost to some poor teams, and it was just poor football. I don't really like that job, but you know, it's okay. The play call was decent, but they just didn't get that well offensively. It was just also another one. Jay Juan Sider, running back coach at Penn State.
No, I like him. He can recruit. He recruited Saquon Barkley. He's recruited these major guys. I think if he goes to West Virginia, he can still recruit these guys. I mean, I'm for him.
He we haven't seen him as a play caller. Obviously, he was an assistant at Florida, but we've seen him help out the offense coordinator and head coach very well with his running backs and his assistant coaching. But he played at West Virginia, so I think he knows what it is to play for the state, and I think that he'll be a great asset if we can get him. But I like that one.
Yeah.
Matt Mueme, I think that's how you pronounce it, the Nevada offensive coordinator. I saw the highlights. They have a pretty good QB, so they're more of a passing type threat.
I wouldn't mind him either. I think he can definitely fit in great with our offense. The only problem is with me is I don't know how his recruiting is. I think his play calling is there, but I don't know. I don't know the recruiting. That's the only thing it comes down to with these coaches. That's one good recruit.
Yeah, and obviously they haven't. We haven't seen him play any great teams, but I thought that on third downs when they needed to get a first down, the play call was there and it was a good play call, and I like that. But if he can recruit well, then I think he's a go. But I haven't really seen his talent.
Yeah.
But obviously, when you're coaching at or when you're at Nevada, you're not going to get as good players as at West Virginia. So. Big name school, it might help a lot.
Yeah, 1 hour and 10 minutes to countdown show selection, so that'll be interesting.
I want to see where they put Georgia. That's my
big for me.
Kirk Herbstreit said that they might move up, even though they lost. But
for me, yeah. I think it's gonna be Oklahoma. I kind of want the Big 12 to get some respect this year. One team, I think Oklahoma's definitely a tougher team. I think if you look at it, to Georgia. Oklahoma, even though they lost to Texas, a good Texas team, they showed up. They still showed up to the game. It wasn't like it was terrible.
Yeah.
Texas just outplayed them.
Yeah, and they also – they revenged that game, too.
I mean
– yesterday.
When Georgia lost to LSU, they didn't show up.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they're an off-and-on team, but I think that all in all, Georgia is the better team. It just depends on if they show up or not.
And yeah, I think it does. Honestly, I think it does depend – I think it does. I think Georgia is the better team, but do I think they deserve it? No. I think Oklahoma fans and their how can I say this? I think they'll be really disappointed if they don't get in. I think they should. I mean, it's not that Big 12 was really underrated this year. I mean, they weren't dominant because usually, like, either Baylor or TC is really good. This year, none of them.
Yeah.
And that flat out,
I mean,
just ruined the Big 12. Down year
for the Big 12. Yeah.
I mean.
But Baylor hasn't had a great year in the past 2 years. And I think Texas Tech, Cliff Kingsbury, he was a good coach, but he didn't recruit well, I don't think.
I think he's not. He's like almost like Holgorsen. He's like the same guy. They're not head coaches. Mm-hmm. They're really offense coordinators.
Yeah.
They don't really – I mean, they do know a lot of defense, so they can't recruit as much good players on defense. But I think Holgorsen has done a really better job of getting a lot of, like, transfers from other places. They got Keith Washington from Michigan. They got the Clemson defensive tackle. I mean, they've not done bad. I mean – they got the USC transfer.
Yeah, Kenny Bigelow. So, it's – I like what Holgorsen's doing, but it's just tough to restart if he leaves. It's just tough to do it.
He's been there for so long and got us an Orange Bowl win over Clemson.
Yeah, but it wasn't really his team, though. That's also another thing.
No.
That was Bill Stewart's team.
Yeah, like, they didn't recruit him. They did not recruit him. I think Holgorsen, honestly, I think his time's up. I think it's up. I don't need to move on finding our head coach, but I think we can do it next year. I think next year will be a good year for us. I think our defenses will keep us in the kind of in there. I think it'll be a really interesting year for West Virginia football next year.
Yeah, I think that I think as a fan, you have to be willing to be patient. Because when we lose a head coach, our fans cannot go crazy when we don't win games. Because it's not going to happen. We saw it, Nebraska. It's not going to happen. With Frost, it just doesn't happen when when you get a new coach, they have to restart. They run a completely different offense and coaching style. So it's just – you got to be patient.
Yeah, I think West Virginia – the fan base had to be really patient with this one because, I mean, this is our year. We blew it. We got to make – we have to make it to the Big 12 championship. But I think our bowl game this year – like, people are like, it's the season's over. No, it's not. We're going to get in a good bowl. We were playing the Alamo Bowl with Washington State. We're playing the Camberwell Bowl with Syracuse. I mean, that's, and they're two ranked teams. They're two tough opponents. So we win, that's bragging rights. I mean, that's a good bowl.
I would like to play Washington State.
I would love to play Washington State in the Alamo Bowl. We can win that.
Because they put them ahead of us every time. They didn't even give us a shot.
No.
And if we didn't lose that Oklahoma game, I still – we would have been salty about it because they wouldn't have given us a shot at maybe a better bowl.
And it makes me feel better right now that even if we would have won that Oklahoma game, we still wouldn't have gotten the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
It makes me feel better now because now that Jordan's in the conversation, because Michigan lost and it was like, oh, yeah, my gosh, we don't want this Oklahoma. We would have a shot right now and everything. And I don't know. I do not think. If Jordan would have got blown out there, maybe West Virginia would have a chance, but now they did not, so it doesn't, I think, it makes me feel better about what happened.
Yeah, also a role for the job could be Calvin McGee at New Mexico. He's the offense coordinator. They don't have the talent, but it just didn't seem that the play calls were, he was more of a pass-first guy. They ran a lot, they just didn't come to play against better teams. So I don't know about that one. But also Graham Harrell at North Texas offense coordinator. They beat a pretty good UAB team, but they were pass heavy and I think he would fit, but I don't know.
I think North Texas offense coordinator, I like him. North Texas is a solid team. They probably should have been in the Conference USA championship. They're still a solid team. They're gonna get a bowl game this year. They upset some Power 5 schools. They're not bad. I just think the only thing is I don't know how good he can get recruiting.
Yeah,
I think
that's
the play
question.
Calling is definitely there. I saw it in North Texas play. I like this play calls. I mean, they're a deep ball explosive team.
Yeah, but I just think that they were able to score when they wanted to. It's almost like They weren't the best talented team. They weren't the most talented team, but they did win some football games, and that was good. They were a very offense heavy team, so
yeah, most definitely. I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah. Also, I saw where Clint Trickett could get the job.
Yeah. Right now, I think he's a tight end coach at FAU. Right now, I think he can fit. I think he's got that West Virginia mentality. He's experienced. He knows how to – the play calling, I think, will be there. He's been in that quarterback position. He's experienced deep ball. He knows what kind of recruiting they can get. He knows Holgerson's style. I think – here's the thing. The recruiting is the only thing that's my question. But you saw what kind of, like, stuff he went out to recruit at FAU last year. You saw it.
Yeah.
I mean –
yeah. I mean, you saw it in that Last Chance U show where he seemed pretty in command of the quarterbacks, and so I don't know, man. I would love to see it, but his experience isn't there yet. I would like to see him. He comes from a good football family.
Definitely. I think I don't know if the recruiting's gonna be there. I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. I think that he would know what to do with the quarterbacks and stuff, just like Spav knew what to do with I think they got along, him and Greer did.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, I'd love to see him maybe coach the quarterbacks, I don't know. But it's hard to think about Clint Trickett coaching our offense. He just seems too young right now. He's almost
I think he needs to stay where he's going. I stay at FAU. I think it'll be interesting what he does, though. But I think West Virginia really needs to focus on this year, getting an offense coordinator, figuring out they're going to do the coaching staff. I think they figure it out, like, immediately. Like, I think they – I have a feeling they're going to keep Holgorsen right now to the bowl game. I think West Virginia really wants – this program really wants to get this bowl game win.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like right after that, I think they're going to figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, he's in heavy water right now, but I think he'll find a good place if he doesn't stay. I don't think he'll leave unless we fire.
I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and say this: if he'd have been in the Big Ten championship, his job's safe. He's fine. Everyone would have liked him, but you have to bear down and get those two wins.
I don't think that West Virginia will get rid of him this year. I think that if he doesn't perform next year with the talent that he's taken over,
I think you have a point there. I think you're correct. I think they'll wait another year.
He didn't have a lot of senior, or he's not going to have a lot of seniors next year. A lot of them are leaving. I mean, he will have David Long, but, like, offensively, we're losing a lot of receivers, but and Trayvon Westcott, which is he was a good player, and I'd like to see him play on Sundays, but I don't think he'll get as much playing time as he's got good hands.
Yeah, he's definitely like an NFL tight end build.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of teams don't have great tight ends.
No,
and I'd like to see him play. I mean, he's a really good tight end, and he's big, strong. He can play. He can play probably some fullback too, coming out the block. He's pretty quick for how big he is.
Yeah, he is. We saw him on the field. Let TCU drive one of the passes to him.
Oh,
to the right.
Yeah.
It's almost like a slip screen to the tight end.
And he's just big and strong, and he's a heavy hitter, dude. Like, I saw that play when he lowered his shoulder and hit that TCU guy in the helmet, and the paint was flying off TCU's helmet. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, I'd like to see him play on Sundays, but if Holgorsen doesn't get his act together next year, I think he's out.
Yes.
Breaking news, Chiefs drop Kareem Hunt because he wasn't truthful about the team back in February when this all came up. What's your thoughts on this?
I think it's right, honestly, especially with the fight he got in with the girl.
Yeah, I don't know. He's such a good player that he obviously deserves it. But as a team, do you look at that?
It's going to hurt him a lot. But I think, honestly, you got to look at it a little bit more different, though.
Yeah, he did.
She started it. But still, you can't do that to a girl. Like, she, like, started it and called him some stuff.
Yeah, but I get that. But as a team, do you look at this as he's such a good player? Do we drop him, or just it's automatically you just drop him? Like, he could get suspended for the rest of the season or whatever.
I don't know. Would you drop him?
I would. Kind of. Yeah, it just depends on, like, obviously they're a really good football team, but if we're not that great, I probably wouldn't drop him. I'd probably suspend him for a while.
Yeah, I'd drop them, try to pick a new running back. They're fine.
Yeah, they'll be okay. I mean, a lot of players are more than happy to play for the Chiefs.
Yeah, they're already pretty much in the playoffs, pretty much.
Yeah, so, like, if you get to play for the Chiefs at this point, by all means, I would take it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely.
Yeah, conference championship Saturday yesterday. Some really good matchups, actually. Good games.
Yeah.
We started off with Utah versus Washington on Friday night, and uh, that That's a good foot. That was a foot. Good football game.
Very low scoring, 10-3. Yeah. I thought it was definitely a good game. Utah looks better than I thought they were.
Yeah.
But Washington, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't think neither of those two teams are the best team in the Pac-12. You know what I'm saying? I think Washington State's having the best team in the Pac-12.
Yeah, but I think Washington State got lucky with a couple wins.
Yeah, I think Washington State. We're pretty.
Yeah, I didn't think personally. I didn't think Texas was good enough to have to sit back and watch us and Oklahoma play for a chance to play them.
Oh yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I was like, West Virginia's a way better team in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you this right now. We would not go down to Maryland and lose that game.
Oh no! I mean, Texas. They were. It was at the beginning of the season. They were still not ready, but they went into the season with like big hopes, and they were really highly. They said that they were going to make it to the Big 12 championship like nothing. And they went in and lost their first game to Maryland. I think that kind of got in their head a little bit. But they ended up turning the season around a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's a tough loss, you know, to a Maryland team. They were playing for something, though, too, because that one guy got in the car crash and died. So Maryland was playing for the right to avenge him, almost, to play for him. But Texas should not have lost that game.
No, I think Oklahoma, they could honestly beat them by a couple more scores. I think their defense actually played better than the defense of West Virginia. I think they improved some stuff.
Yeah, and I think Texas, they'll get in a good bowl, but they weren't ready. I think they were too worried about all this horns down stuff and off the field, like, that they didn't really look at this game as a big game. I mean, it is a big game, but you gotta take all moments of the field against Oklahoma, and defense has got to be. They had a couple penalties, and the Oklahoma defense was really the big picture. I mean,
yeah,
they put pressure on Sam Ellinger. They had that one safety, so made him make some bad throws. But that Calcaterra for Oklahoma, he had two clutch touchdown catches.
Yeah, definitely.
He had that one in the back of the at halftime or in the second quarter when he like came across the middle and just he had a player all over him and just scored that one, and then that other one was one handed in the back of the end zone. That one was big too. That one really like put them ahead of Oklahoma or over Texas and really sort of ended the game right there.
Yeah, kind of put it away.
Yeah. Memphis versus UCF. I thought that UCF almost lost that game. It was looking close in the fourth or in the fourth. And then but just the talent and the experience of UCF was just too much.
I think Memphis should have pulled it out, though. They got pulled out.
Yeah. Yeah, QB for UCF was – he was out, and I think that really showed. Like, they were in trouble. I think they're in trouble in a big bowl game because I feel like they'll get one. They might play Washington. I feel like that would be a good matchup.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and probably the best or the second best game of the evening, it was Alabama versus Georgia.
Yeah, I think Tua getting hurt might have won them that game, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, he was just in so much pain. It wasn't even fun. He was, after every big hit, he was face down in the grass. And, you know, it's tough to win a big game like that when you're dealing with injuries that big, you know, like when you're looking at this and you're saying that Jalen Hurts should have started, I think that that's true. Jalen Hurts should have started a lot of those games when Tua was playing with hurt knees and hurt ankles. But Jalen was also hurt as well a little bit. He had some ankle issues as well. He wasn't 100% running. You could tell that he was enough where he could scramble and do normal Jalen Hurts stuff. But that first throw, when he was on the or not first throw, but the first drive when he was on the move, I thought he was about to throw it away, but he threw a dot right to I don't know who it was, but he threw a dot right down the sideline. He got 2 feet in. That would have been a catch in the NFL. So,
mm-hmm.
A good game, but I thought it was a very questionable call when they went for. They called that fake punt on 4th and 11, Georgia did. And, especially when they saw Alabama was in a defensive set. Like, they were in a defense. I don't think they had a return man back. They knew it was coming. And I would love to see it as, like, a 1-4 game, you know, in the playoff. But I doubt that's going to happen.
And real quick, do you think Georgia's going to get in this?
I think they might. They might.
I think they might, too.
It's either going to be them or Oklahoma, but I don't know if Notre Dame should be in it. They haven't proved anything on playing a bowl game or playing a conference championship game because they're not in a conference, which I think is stupid. They do it for the money.
No, they like proving themselves. That big game versus Michigan to start of the year honestly got them that. Got them where they are. Yeah. I think they deserve it. I think they're, but I don't know if they can come out with that Clemson team. So obviously, at the 3, Clemson with the 2. I don't think they're gonna be able to get out and put up with them. Seriously,
You're supposed to put teams that have a chance to beat a Clemson team. I think that Georgia team might.
You're telling me you can't put them at the 3. You cannot put them at the 3 spot though.
Yeah, I know but it just depends on.
And if you put Georgia back in your 3 match at Alabama and Georgia, I think it'll be a good game. I think Alabama will still pull it off though if they did put him in.
Yeah, at the beginning of the Clemson versus Pitt game, it was like 14-10 or 14-7 or something. I thought that Clemson had a chance, and then.
Yeah, I don't think. Definitely no Ohio State in this. No Ohio State.
No, I don't like that, but Clemson pulls it out at Pitt against Pitt 42-10. They were just too dominant in the second half. And I don't think anybody really has a shot against the Clemson defense to beat Clemson unless you can consistently get by the first line. The secondary is really good too, but if you can get past that, this first defensive line, then you're getting pretty, you know. But you just got to have a good offensive line. You got to be able to score consistently because you know Clemson will. So,
but most definitely, I think if Georgia does get in, I think this would be a big test for them. I also think Notre Dame would give Clemson a big test, especially their defense.
Yeah, the problem with Georgia, they seem to have trouble with the Alabama defensive line, which is not saying that they're bad, but they're not Clemson D-line. Nobody's Clemson D-line. So they had trouble keeping them out and trouble protecting Jake Fromm. If they can put things together and they get in the playoffs and they play a Georgia team,
yeah,
or if they play a Clemson team, it'll be a good showdown. I'd like to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Fresno State versus Boise State. That one was an OT thriller.
Mm-hmm.
19-16. It was another good football game. Very defense heavy, but that play call at the end, I liked it. It was an option, and that quarterback, he was getting tackled, and he just threw a pitch right out there, last second, and he walked in the end zone. So
yeah, I think it was both playing for something here, bragging rights, and I think they were playing for a good ball game.
Yeah, I mean Boise State, and was good at the start of the season, but I think they lost maybe one or two games to some non-ranked opponents, and that sort of put them back. But they ended up leaving with the 22nd spot, I think,
mm-hmm.
in the college football playoff ranking, and so they played the 25th Fresno State, and Fresno just pulled it out. They were just better that day. And they held the defensive wise. Fresno held their quarterback to only 125 rushing yards. I thought I saw.
Yeah.
So if you can do that to any team, you should be able to win the game.
Oh yeah.
And also our last game, Northwestern versus Ohio State. Northwestern had a shot right there in the third quarter.
No, I don't even think Northwestern is that good. I just don't think Ohio State's that good. Well, nothing Northwestern's good, but obviously, but like they're not.
They're not any team that they'll see in the college football playoffs. That's just not.
No.
It's just not the caliber team that you would see. I think that, you know that one big dude, that one strength and conditioning coach or whatever?
Yeah.
For them? That one that
I saw.
The one that's got the big old muscles. I think he talks some sense into the Northwestern at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, their coaching staff is jacked. I saw like five guys on the sideline all like about to rip out their shirt.
Do I think Northwestern, this was a good year for their program? Yes. I mean, it was obviously one they got it. What bowl game do you think you see them in? I think they can play a team like Kentucky, honestly, or something like that.
Yeah, that would be a good game for them, I think. Kentucky or maybe an NC State.
Yeah, so a team like that or maybe a Pitt team or something.
Yeah, I'd like to see some games like that. I feel like they can win those games, and that'll end out a good season. Their coach is staying to play staying to coach at Northwestern, so I think that's a plus for the program. So,
yeah.
Do you see at the halftime? Were you watching that game at halftime?
Which game?
The Northwestern Ohio State game.
Yeah.
They did that like Dr. Pepper throw thing.
Yeah.
They were throwing the balls like chess passes.
I know, I saw that.
Yeah, I mean, gosh. I don't think you should get a tuition, $100,000 or whatever, if you're throwing a chess pass into it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, the guy that won, he was like a something, I don't know what kind of major, but he was a character. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
He's definitely something. Let's move on to the NFL pick'em.
All right.
Who you got? Rams, Lions. The Rams are a 10-point favorite.
All right. Well, the Rams are my favorite team. I definitely think, you know, I'm not a Rams fan. I probably have to go with the Rams on this one. Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think the Lions can put up with the Rams.
Yeah, I got the Rams too. I'm a Lions fan, but we're not our best yet. We're not there yet. Colts versus Jaguars. The Colts are a 4-point favorite. Who you got?
You know, I'm gonna go with the Jaguars on the little bit of a dub. I think their defense is gonna be able to put up with Andrew Luck. I think they'll get a win.
I got the opposite. I got the Colts The Colts are going to pull out here, and they're going to cover the spread 100%. I think they'll win by 7 or 1.
Oh, really? I think that Jaguars is going to pull out a dub, actually.
Yeah, Browns versus Texans. Texans are a 4.5-point favorite. Who do you got?
Definitely, I'm going to honestly take the Texans. Definitely, like I said, close. It's going to be a high scoring game. I think it's going to be a little bit of high scoring. I think it's going to be a really close game. And the Browns have gotten some momentum, coming off a really big win versus the Bengals, a solid team.
Yeah, I mean, they in that first half, they scored on every single drive. So that's what makes me want to pick the Browns here. I think the winning streak for the Texans ends right. I say they win, but they win by field goal.
I like it. It's not bad.
Next up, we got Ravens and Falcons. The Atlanta is a 2.5-point favorite. So who do you got?
You know what? Is Lamar Jackson starting this game?
Yeah, he is.
I think I'm gonna go with the Ravens. I think Lamar Jackson pulled off two in a row dubs for the Ravens. I think that Atlanta won't be able to put up with his speed or any of his throwing abilities. I think Ravens will get a dub.
Yeah, I got the Ravens as well. I think that they're gonna just be too much for the Falcons defense.
Yeah.
And next up, we got Bears and Giants. Bears are a 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I'm good. The Bears. They look good on Thanksgiving break, and then they should have lost. There's the Lions. They came back. I think their defense is looking solid. Offense is moving the ball well. Definitely, I'm gonna go with the Bears on this one.
Yeah, me too. I got the Bears, and I got them winning by a touchdown. At least a touchdown. Yeah. Bills and Dolphins. Miami's a 3.5-point favorite.
I'm gonna go the Dolphins. Who you got? The Bills, not a good year. Rebuild a little bit. Not a good year at all. Definitely, I think Dolphins are gonna win by 2 touchdowns or more.
Yeah, me too. I got the Dolphins. I think that Bills are having another tough year. But yeah, I got the Dolphins. I think they'll get an easy win today.
Yes, most definitely.
Next up, Broncos versus Bengals. Denver is a 5.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna go with another upset. I think Bengals are gonna get mad at the last week got blown out by the Browns. I think they're gonna get mad. They're gonna pull up a win. A good win against a tough Denver team.
Yeah, I got the opposite. I got the Bengals win it by at least a touchdown. I say that they're gonna score.
Yeah,
a
same
lot.
Here.
And they confidence.
I'm sorry.
Confidence is high after last week.
But even the Broncos in a roll though.
Yeah.
A good win versus Chargers a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's big too. They look good against the Steelers. Their defense once again pulled it out, and I think they'll score a lot today. So I think it'll be tough to make them lose this game. So I got Broncos.
You're right.
Cardinals and Packers. Packers are 13.5-point favorite. I got the Packers, but I don't think they win by 14. I don't think so.
I'm going to go with Packers, too. Definitely, I think they're definitely going to win this game. I don't know if they're going to get 14. I think they're covering the spread. I don't think they will.
Yeah, I think that they're – I think they'll play well, but it's just going to be maybe 10-point win. But I don't think it'll be 14.
Yeah.
Panthers, Buccaneers. The Panthers are 3.5 or 3-point favorite. Sorry.
I'm with the Panthers in this one.
I got the Panthers too. I say that they're gonna win and they're gonna cover the spread too.
Yeah,
I think.
So I know cover spread definitely really interesting.
Yeah. Jets versus Titans. Tennessee is a 9.5-point favorite. Titans, and I think they'll cover the spread. I think they'll score 10 more. Or beat them by 10 or more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take the Titans, though.
Who you got?
Yeah.
Titans. Chiefs and Oakland Raiders. Kansas City is a 14-point favorite. I think the Chiefs are going to blow John Gruden out of the water. I think that he's...
Oh, I think the Chiefs will take the dub, but I don't honestly think it's going to be a close one. I think the Raiders are going to... I think the Raiders are going to come out in this game. I have a feeling like their defense is going to step up. Seriously, I think they're going to give Patrick Mahomes some pressure.
Yeah, I think so. I think that they can, but I don't think they will. They'll keep it close.
Yeah.
Vikings and Patriots. I got the Patriots, but Patriots are a 5-point favorite.
That's definitely probably a game there. Yeah, I'm honestly gonna go. I'm gonna go with the Patriots. I think they're gonna take a dub by a touchdown. I think it's gonna be a good game though.
Yeah. 49ers versus Seahawks. Seahawks are a 9.5-point favorite. I got the Seahawks, and I think they'll cover. I think they'll win by 10.
I got the Seahawks, but I don't think they'll cover.
You don't? Nope. Chargers versus Steelers. Steelers, 3.5 or 3-point favorite. I like the Chargers.
You know what?
I like them today.
Right now, the Chargers playing really good. Chargers, got offensive weapons, great defense. But I'm going to have to go with the home team advantage. I'm going to go with the Steelers in this one. I think they've been looking for a good win. They got beat by the Broncos last week. I think they really need a good win this weekend.
Yeah, big comeback. And the Monday Night Football, Redskins versus Eagles. Eagles are a 6-point favorite. Eagles, I got the Eagles, and I think they'll cover. Colt McCoy's playing, so I don't think that the Redskins will be able to pull this one off.
Yeah. I think the Redskins will lose. Same thing with you.
Yeah. Thanks for being on my show today, Reese. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Appreciate it. Good luck with your show.
Thank you. Thank you guys for listening to the third episode, and we'll be back next week. See ya.
See ya.